This is a previously recorded episode.
The show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Chels.
How's it going? How's today?
It's all right.
What's wrong?
I got stood up for lunch today.
What?
Right?
No.
It's a little rude. So yeah. I did what any self-respecting woman would do. I went to Chipotle and ate a full burrito.
Yes.
Because calories don't count when you're emotional.
Yes. Play that track, Dave. Yes, we're so excited today. What's up, Stacey?
Oh, girl.
Yes, it's episode 18.
Yay. What up, 18? Gosh, what can you do when you're 18? Vote. Ha, vote.
Join the military and die, but not yet buy a drink.
Oh, I know, isn't that ridiculous? Man, it's okay. I'm just going to defend my country and, you know, kill people so
get
no one comes over
not
here.
Not drink at the reception.
Man. We knew a girl that got married when she was 19.
Yeah.
That we used to work with her, and her husband was 21, so she couldn't drink or anything like that.
I mean, I'm sure she did.
But. I mean, you know. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Someone help me with my dress. There's a fifth under it.
Somebody help me pour.
Right? But yeah. But no, I totally got stood up for lunch today.
That's crap.
So this was the third time we rescheduled.
And okay, you're done with this guy now.
I know.
Yeah,
done.
You're done with
done.
This guy.
Done.
You probably should have been done after the second time.
I mean, but I like free food.
That's real. That's super real.
I have to eat. I have to pay bills. Why can't someone help me eat? I'm just saying. But no, other than that, it's been a crazy week at work. We're traveling next week. We're going to Philadelphia.
Nice.
Because our newest app has taken off. So we're going to a convention to promote it.
That's
where
amazing.
We are the Black Double Diamond sponsor.
Oh.
We're top tier because it's
just
awesome.
Are you a sponsor or a ski run?
Are you
both. Shout out to snowboarding. But so we're going to Philly next week. So it's going to be interesting. I've been told I'm pretty much going to be fresh meat there because I guess I'm going to be the youngest person there. So I'm a little concerned and scared and afraid, but... Whew, Jesus,
just make sure you have your exit buddy. Just get an exit buddy.
I know, right? Oh, trust. We're having a meeting tomorrow. I'm going to be like, listen, y'all
safe
need
word.
To run interference, okay?
Safe
I'm not dealing
word.
With this. I'm not dealing with this.
The safe word is, hey, how's your boyfriend?
How's your man? My big, tall man. Just so y'all know.
Love it.
Just saying.
Hey, before we get things really going, let's give it up to Thrivent.
Hi, Thrivent.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where finances and life connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and live. Messed it up. Sorry, Thrivent.
Because they live twice
they live
as great.
Twice as great, yeah.
Because of their financial
To learn
investments.
More about what makes Thrivent unique, call 586-773-7596. Ask for Pat or Don.
Hey, thank you, Pat and Don.
Yes.
What up?
We are so excited.
Yes, but before we jump into something, we need to take care of some business.
Yes, it's time for the
fake name letter of the day. So the fake name letter of the day we use so we don't use people's real government names. We use it so we can save the shade. So we are just going to draw from this bowl and we will pick the fake name letter of the day. So our exes will know that we are not talking about them. Yay. Chels, do you want to pick the letter from the bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just get that going.
It's a real bowl.
All right.
What do we got?
The fake name letter of the day is M.
Oh my gosh, do I have a bell?
Oh, I have a bell.
Oh, you can ring my bell.
Thank you. So whenever we use a fake name.
Ring my bell, ring, ding, 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 ding. Yes. So.
Oh, we're going to get along so good.
So every time you hear the fake name letter of the day used correctly, you will hear a bell. Chels,
yes.
Can you give us some examples of names that start with the letter M?
Sure. Moesha.
Hey.
Hello.
M to the... Out of the yes,
Marcus.
Oh, hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
I know a Marcus.
I feel like we all know a Marcus.
That's real. Have you ever? This may sound rude, but have you ever met like a white guy named Marcus?
Yes.
See, I just met one. I was just like, I didn't know you all existed. I've only met black people named Marcus. I was really excited. That's all. Next.
Marge. Marge. Oh. Like Simpson.
Oh, that,
Homer.
How many other Marges do you know?
I don't know any other Marges.
Margarine?
Large Marge from Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, there you go. See, I wasn't allowed to watch that when I was little. Dad hated Pee Wee Herman.
Well, yeah.
That's why I just watched it when they weren't home. That's how that works.
Oh, that's real.
When my dad was out of town, we used to go to Blockbuster, and then we'd be like, no, it's totally fine. This is definitely not what Dad said we weren't allowed to watch. And we would go watch Ace Ventura. That was the thing, because, you know, he talked out of his butt. That was the big.
Aww.
When you're little, that's really funny.
Right. We do the sliding door thing all the time.
Nice. Classic. Hey, so I am so excited.
Why are you so excited?
We have some fabulous guests in studio.
When I say
today.
Fabulous, if you could see how they look and what they're wearing.
You don't even know. I'm so excited.
I'm so underdressed. But we have these fabulous ladies that are that will be on Oxygen's new hit show, Last Squad Standing.
Starts Tuesday.
Yes. So they are repping the D the best way they know how, which is really well.
Tuesday the 1st is your premiere party, right?
Yes. Tuesday the 1st. Absolutely.
We're
so excited. It's for Last Squad Standing.
Are you guys coming?
I feel like we need to. I feel like we have to.
I'm not going to lie. I had issues and I had questions. And then I actually sat down and watched the first day. And I'm like, oh, my God. I, like, logged into my TiVo from here and set up the season pass. Because I'm like, I can't miss this crap.
He was so excited.
He was live messaging. We're at work. And we're like, Dave,
I'm at work.
Can you believe such and such? Blah, blah, blah. Dave, yes, we saw it.
We were lucky enough. We got to see the first episode already.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you.
Are excited.
Oh my gosh. You know what I love about this show is the fact, so the premise is that there are three squads from three cities.
Yes.
One is Detroit.
What up, Detroit?
First and important. Let's be real.
So we have these lovely ladies representing Detroit. Ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Charmaine. I go by Missy.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm quite a character on the show.
Had not noticed. did not notice at all.
She's very shy, you
very
guys.
Very held back, very reserved.
Okay. Right. I really don't say much.
Right? She's quiet, so we just really need to, you know, try to pull some questions out of her. We'll try so hard.
Please do. Just get it out of her.
And the other lovely lady that's with you, your name?
Hello, my name is Nakia.
Hey.
I actually go by Kia B. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Missy and Kia B.
Absolutely.
Do you prefer Charmaine or Missy?
You know what? I'm Charmaine on the show.
Okay.
But, hey, whatever.
No, it's whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
Kia B and I have a shot at tequila right now. So, we're friends. We're ready.
You know what? Let's not get the audience confused. Charmaine's just
fine. Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. Because then we know who you are on the
absolutely.
Show.
Charmaine is just fine.
That makes perfect sense.
I'm just saying. So
there are three squads. One is from Detroit, which we have representing here right now.
Hey.
Then there's another from Baltimore.
Yes.
Boo.
Be more.
I know. I feel like they barely showed up in the first episode.
Because we take over.
But, yeah, seriously.
But
that's
not as badly
as
those idiots from Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Now, see, and I got family in Jersey, so I'm allowed.
That's what I was like. I didn't call them idiots. I would never say it. They are God's children, Dave.
Dave, that was on our record. I didn't say it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dave, our sound guys, take full credit for that.
Yes, in case you forgot what one of the most popular names in podcast is, that's Dave, our sound engineer.
Meh. He's also on IT and the D, which we love that show,
I wear a
too.
Hat or two.
Nice. Oh, a hat or two.
Right, and shout out to Jess, because we love her.
We love Jess, too. Yeah, you guys don't get to see Jess, but that's okay.
That's true. Okay. Yes.
They're coming back. I believe you guys are coming back for other shows, so I'm sure they'll get to meet Jess.
Yes.
So
you'll totally meet Jess. She's awesome.
I'm here.
I love it.
So let's dive into this. So
there's five people per squad.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I'm going to start off with a question first off. Is this, you guys all actually know each other, for real?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So how did you all meet?
Well, business.
I was going to say, tell the legal version.
Well,
there's some people I met.
Some of us have love romance.
Speaking of which, should I call Mike back in? Because he was waiting. Let's go ahead.
So one of the guys from the squad, Mike, is in LA right now.
He's in Atlanta.
Nastasia's in LA.
Thank you. There we go.
LA. And she's also in LA as well, but she's back
love
and forth.
Love it.
So, nice. Mm-hmm. So he has me concerned. I'm not going to lie.
There he is. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hey, Chelsea.
Listen, I just met you. I was playing.
See, Mike, now you see why we always have a problem.
Listen, Mike, we saw the show, okay? We know how it works.
That's why we kept him out of the studio, because I was just like, he's going to be up on every female in here. You better call on him. So we are here with the beautiful Nikia, or Kia B, and Charmaine from Last Squad Standing. So thank you, Mike, for being able to join us.
And they were just getting ready to get into how you guys all met, and we figured... We may as well call Mike. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to call you to at least let you be able to defend yourself at some point.
Phone a friend. Right. So how did you all meet?
We all met like through each other. So it was like a chain reaction.
Okay. Who met first? The chicken or the egg?
Say it again?
Who met each other first? Who started the chain?
Mike and me.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Hello.
I feel like we just hit like junior high secret third caller.
Right? Just whisper into Chelsea's ear.
Everyone's gets quiet. It's like, how did you
right.
So it was a not friendship at first, right?
Not at all.
There we go. Aww. It was a situationship, as we like to call it.
Exactly. Yes. So then how did Natasha and, am I saying her name correctly?
Guys.
Nastasia.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Apologies to her. So how did her and Armand join the group?
The squad.
Honestly, Mike is like the common denominator.
Nice.
The main common denominator, but we all know each other through like modeling and acting.
This is a very pretty group of people.
Let me tell you, these faces were not made for radio. They were made for TV.
Mike, what's up, Mike?
Yes.
I don't mean to be rude. Can I put you guys on hold for a little bit?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
how dare you?
But go
buy me something pretty and we'll be fine.
Are you filming?
Okay.
If you're filming, we understand.
No, we understand. Do that live.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No worries. I'm in Louboutins. I wear a size 7.5.
I was going to say, what is that? What was it?
That it would be a 37.
Yes, exactly. 37. Yes. European. I'm a 38.
Yes, we can share. Good. I can.
I'm at 39.5, so let's be real.
We'll let y'all figure it out, because you know, in certain Louboutins, I could do a 39.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
You get an open toe, I'll be fine.
Yeah, just an open toe, seriously, to me.
I just want to make sure he wasn't putting us on a hold for, I believe it was, I want to make sure I get the quote correct, that Amazon avatar looking Emmer Effer.
Not at any point. He know better.
There you go. Man, I got to tell you, so the first half of that show, this is what I love about people in Detroit. Like, we are so real, we can have an all-out brawl. And then when it comes to coming together for the actual competition, we get the job done.
And that's one for sure.
Exactly.
Like, nothing came between us,
If anything, you need to do that. Listen. You've got to hash out the BS. So that way, when it comes down to when you really need to get to business, you're like, no, we're fine. Let's do this.
Right. Yeah. Came here to win.
Because everybody was like, oh, Detroit's fighting. Oh, and then it was like, mm-hmm, who's going home?
Mm-hmm. Not that, spoiler alert, we can't tell, but. So let me ask, of the other cities, like, who was the coolest to kick it with?
You know what,
You know, once you get past screw them from being from Baltimore and Jersey.
Well, you know what? I can't say it was teams. I would say it was individuals.
That makes sense.
It was like moments where we connected with people from Baltimore, moments we connected with people from Jersey. I'll say that. And you know, and you're living in a house with people for a long time, it's inevitable for emotions and feelings to happen anyway.
Absolutely.
So it's all natural.
Absolutely.
Everything you see is natural.
And you're like all natural. Hotboxed in. Like it's everything's escalated.
Yeah. Everything with social media. Phones, everything is just taken away. We're taken out.
Oh, so you were Gilligan's Islanding.
They're not allowed anything.
Big brother-like.
And we understand.
Now, see, I was trying to explain this to people earlier, and I'm like, it looks like Survivor meets Big Brother meets the dating game.
Yes. I would say, you know what? This show is nothing like you've ever seen before.
Because they kind of implied, the host was kind of implying that there was going to be like physical activities and all this stuff. And I'm like, I feel like the physical stuff's like 15% of the show, and the rest of it is just a mind mess.
Man, I'll tell you. Everything.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of, like she said, it's a mixture of everything. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, don't take away from the physical part because I need you guys to understand.
I'm so nervous
that,
for you
that
guys.
I can't wait till you guys watch it because it's not just a mental thing. It's also the physical part. And what makes the physical part hard is the mental part.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, because you have to trust your team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and one thing I love about my team, no matter through all the BS that was going on the show, we came out there and we showed out.
Yep.
Like, no matter what we went through, like, what you guys seen, it was just like, when we got there, I was like, I love you. I love you. We're going to get this money. You see me? Did you see me run? I saw you. Did you have my back? Because I had your back.
No one could fuck with
you're good, no worries.
There's no FCC rules
here. We can get into it all day long, but let someone else step up, it's an issue. Period.
It's one of those things where it's like, I can mess with my little sister all I want, but don't you mess with my little sister.
No. I'm gonna yell at her and slap her. Right. You yell at her and slap you, we're all getting in it.
Exactly.
So with your whole group, do you feel like there's like a protector, like a mom of the group?
That would be Kia B.
We got a lot of arrows pointing. Why do you think they say that about you?
Because I'm the one that, you know, tries to keep everybody together, calms down. Don't get me wrong. I have my moments where, you know, if I'm
everybody's
pushing that
allowed
down
a
limit,
moment.
Just I'm going the fuck off.
Absolutely.
However, for the most part, I would try to just, you know, reason with our group and try to, you know, if they're way off, I try to bring us back in.
No, I totally
pull
get
us
that.
Together.
Yeah.
So,
okay, here's the girly part of me. Okay, first off, just the first episode, the outfits you guys are wearing are so freaking good. Are those... You brought your own clothes.
Most
my gosh.
That white dress?
Seriously.
For the end, I was like, yes, with the sleeve. Oh, yes.
That was at the cut.
You better.
The craziest part is that, like, you guys, if your squad's up for elimination, you have to vote someone from your squad out. And then they have to choose somebody else from the squad. I'm like, so stressful just watching.
That was very stressful.
I can't even imagine. And then
that was an interesting twist.
That was a twist. That was a twist that threw us off.
Oh, for sure.
Shoot. Because it's like, called Last Squad Standing.
Well, the thing that blew my mind was as soon as they voted the first person from the show, the first episode up, then she calls him out. She's like, why'd you vote for him?
Right?
And I was like, oh, shit, this is so real.
Well, and that's what leads into, like, how tight are you guys when you originally get there? Because it's like...
Because
y'all eventually going to be home together.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you get home, you're like, so that's how you feel?
Yeah.
Right. And my thing is, like, whoever wins, like, do you just split the money with the people that are left standing?
Hey,
or do you
tell
cut
you
your partner
tell me,
in?
Tell me. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to give it to you late. I'm going to give it to you on time. You guys are going to have to watch.
Oh, that's
the entire season. To see how that goes.
No,
that's for real.
Yeah,
you have to tell me.
Okay, so
if
somebody gets kicked off, then they're sequestered too. They're not going home early or anything, right? They're still over off of like at a hotel or something.
No, can't tell you that neither. They go home. They're home.
They're home.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
Like,
but can I just say
that we don't know what's going on?
That's true.
That's real.
You guys don't know what happens.
You just gotta adjust.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
But yeah, I'm so glad you guys, because you could feel the tight knit in your group because, let's be real, Jersey, what they showed in the first episode with Jersey, it was not a tight knit group.
Not at all. Like, well, no. Bye.
You're like, well, that quilt's starting to unravel real fast.
Like, Mike Merrill is back, guys. Mike Merrill is back.
Oh, cool.
Welcome back, Mike. It was a surprise to us, too, how that shifted, you know, in the first episode. I mean, well, the first.
Oh, just first, even the first cut. Yeah. Because you guys don't even necessarily know where everything's coming from.
I'm just going off of what you guys had already seen. You were saying how Jersey, how it turned out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all see my expression. I'm pretty sure you guys probably see mine. I was like, what the?
No, seriously. Oh, my gosh. And my favorite is the confessions afterwards, the like little private room, and everybody's like, how stupid are you?
I was like, come on, bro. Come on.
So obviously you guys are split up in different parts of the country right now, but would you say you came out of it closer than ever? Or would you say you came out of it?
I would say it definitely made our mind.
I like
tighter.
It.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Did you know? Because honestly, how, you know, my feelings were everywhere and you just never, you know.
Oh, yeah. Chill. Well, especially because they keep changing, they keep flipping it up on you. Like, you
right.
know.
Exactly. But
I can only imagine what's next. I'm so excited.
Right. it was an amazing experience. Like,
that's awesome.
It was. And again, I believe it made us all, like, closer to some degree.
Did you know how physical the show was going to be, like, with the different obstacles and stuff that you're gonna have to do?
No. I couldn't say we knew exactly what was going on per se, but mm-hmm. I kind of had maybe like an idea.
Yeah.
I'll say of course we knew it was gonna be physical.
Yeah, right.
What we didn't know is how hard it would be.
Yes.
Again, that goes back to the mental part.
The mental.
Because you know it's you can have the most simplest challenge. It could be hard. It could be simple. But it may not be simple if your mental is not all the way there, or
yeah,
if you're nervous or whatever that's happening. So I will say that when you guys watch these challenges, like, you know, just know that it's real. You know, it's like watching an NBA game. You're like, shoot the ball! Shoot it! Like, that's how it was. It was so intense. Like, it was so real and so intense. And, you know, honestly, what I love about this type of show, it teaches you how to survive, you know,
yeah,
in a game
right.
like that. Like, it's not just a challenge physical. It can really help you in your real life. Because it's like, you know, now you know how you can handle things.
Yeah. Oh,
you know how you feel under pressure. You're like, I've been through that already.
That's true. Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Nothing I can't beat through. There's nothing. I'm sorry, what you say?
Better preach.
You better speak that shit.
I'm serious.
No,
it really
I
does
totally
help. You know,
man.
You have no choice but to learn yourself.
No, I know it's a process. Stressful environment, but they showed us like a little snippet of like pieces to come
what's
the season.
To come?
And Mr. Mike over there.
Listen.
Someone
doesn't always think with the right head. Is what it looks like.
Hello. Hello. Now you're speaking my language. Hello. Where's Armand when we need him? Hello.
Hey, listen. Listen, nothing throw me off my game.
Oh, spoken like a player.
you might think you got me off my square, but I'm running in a circle around
you. You have to figure you know a little bit of what you're doing because your promo shot is you lifting your shirt up. You have to expect a certain amount of play in the game.
Mm. Hey, listen.
Mike. No, I know. Well, I'm not faulting you at all.
Listen, I want your abs, but I like burritos.
So when you don't work so hard for something, you know, sometimes you have to show it off.
Mike,
you know?
I'm not kidding. If I had a body like that, you would have to convince me to wear clothes to church. So
Jesus made this, y'all. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Like, I don't think you're supposed to have that on. That
have what on? I have nothing. I have nothing.
I have nothing.
That's just God made me.
I don't eat carbs. There's no calories in anything that I eat.
Man. Side note, where does your food come from on that show? That's what I always want. Because I always see people cooking. I'm like, is it catered? Or like,
do you have a list and then they bring you the food you want?
Oh, yeah. You know, we they go grocery shopping for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. We had to take, it was fin for yourself.
Oh, no.
How about I tell you, you'll see. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, who's in the
there
kitchen next?
Man.
Was there just the one, like, shower? Because that's the one bathroom that they've showed us is the one shower that's, like,
that
on
has
camera.
Like a, yeah, it's like a college communal shower.
Yeah. Is there a separate shower that's not on camera?
There's plenty of showers.
Oh, there's plenty. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, because there's just the one in
And it looked like it was in, like, the middle of the house, and that's the one you all had to use. And I was like, well, that's going to get interesting. Like, is there an after dark version of this show?
Hi, my name's Stacey. Let's shower. After marriage. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are super pumped that y'all ladies are here with us.
Excited.
And Mike, sorry. And gentlemen.
And Mike.
And gentlemen.
Oh, I didn't know Mike was still here. Just kidding.
I don't know if he is. I can't.
I don't know.
Ghost.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Ghost. Just like my lunch
I'm
date
here,
today.
Here.
Not bitter.
So
not
So I guess, Mike, to bring you into it, so like from your perspective, what was the most unexpected experience for you of filming the show?
I would say the
turn it over.
Okay.
I'm sorry, are you ordering tacos?
All right.
Are you...
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just giving you hell.
Because what I'm doing is I'm, you know, you don't have to be on the phone when you're on set. But
man.
Yeah.
Believe me, we work hard for our money.
So the thing that had
I was surprised about was the twists and turns. That mentally, I mean, not mentally, emotionally messed me up.
Man. Shoot, yeah, messed me up, and I was just watching it.
And we only saw episode one.
The twists and turns was crazy.
No, I believe it. Man, these reality TV for show producers are like, I feel like they're all just stuck in a room going, you know what we should do? And then they're like, no, that's crazy.
I feel
and then
like
an hour later, they come back to it, and they're like, yeah, that's what we're doing.
No, they're feeding right. M. Night Shyamalan LSD. Right. And then whatever he comes out with, that's what they throw into the game.
Have you done? He's like, anybody's familiar with his movies?
He's like, we're going to set up a carnival in the backyard.
Right.
Like, what's really happening here in his movie right now? I'm confused. Is this modern day or old school?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
Is this the 70s or 2016?
So how many episodes are there? Like, I know it's the, there's, you know, we've seen the one preview. So, I mean, is it 10. A 10,
yeah, it's
13?
10. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What we know. Actually, we don't know, but it's 10 at the least.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 at the least.
Yeah.
So did you guys get to see the host a lot, or was it just like during the challenges and then during the votes and stuff?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't like hanging out?
She was in the house. That's why I think I'd be a terrible host. I want to stay in the house and be like, okay, what y'all getting into? I'm going to mess things up.
Just sit in the corner eating popcorn being like, no, you guys are okay. Go ahead.
Right? Right? Just start stuff. Just come out.
Who's
be like,
cooking?
Right? Eat up all your food and be like, oh, are you dating such and such? Because I was just with him. Bye.
Stuff in the house. Right? Oh, so you're Mike's ex. I heard about you.
Right?
Well, it's like, I know, like, so obvious question, but so like we had Ashley Golden not too long ago from Hardcore Pond, and we talked with her, and she said it was interesting. Everybody's always like, oh God, that bitch, and it's mostly because
God loves that.
Well, no, and so but it's the thing is she was like, look, she's like, you know, they would film 150 interactions that I had with people.
Right.
149 would be perfectly fine, normal things. And then that last person would get on my last nerve, and that's just when bad things would happen. And, of course, that's what would make the air. So, like, from what you guys have seen, I mean, like, is there a lot of that going on? Or is it, like, just – is it pretty just – yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, because you guys are in a little bit of a pressure cooker because you don't have anything but the people you're around. So I would understand if it was like that all the time. I feel like I'd probably just be – I would totally be portrayed as the bitch.
I mean, it just depends. Every situation is different.
Yeah. I feel like you hit a point where I'm hungry during the day and I'm going to turn on my best friend. I'll be like, whatever.
Right? Chelsea, here's a Snickers.
Relax a bit. I'm sure, right? I got on a lot of people's nerves because I always had something to say about the kitchen. Like, who the fuck left this, like,
thank you.
Let's not be trifling in a house.
Right.
We're
like,
all
we're
grown
adults.
As fuck. Like,
right.
Oh, wait, so it wasn't just Charmaine that was coming out to interrupt Mike to go get the dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Please go pick up your dish because I don't appreciate it. I see what's happening and I don't appreciate it.
Hey, we saw the first episode. Like, you know, when you put us on hold, man, I said, I hope he's not putting us on hold for, and I wanted to make sure I got the quote right, that Amazon avatar looking mother effer.
I so hope not. Hold on. Listen, baby, I always come number one. I'm always number one, so I don't care who comes second.
You better.
In third, in fourth, in fifth. I'm 9 years. I'm almost 9 years in the game. I don't care. I'm almost 9 years in the game, and I'm still here.
I hear you.
Exactly. That's why you're on the squad.
Hello. Now you're talking my language.
Yes.
All right, now.
I like it.
All right.
So just so you guys know, our normal premise of our show is we talk about bad dates we've been on. I went on a date one time where this guy very much implied he was super tall, so I showed up in some awesome shoes, and I was like 5'9 in these shoes and a little dress, and he walks up and he's 5'3, and then we're going walking, and he tells me all about this
he
crazy
walked
stuff.
You.
He walked me. He didn't even feed
like
me.
Like a pet.
So, but so we're wondering, have you ever been
hey guys,
on a...
I gotta give you a call right back.
No, go
oh,
ahead.
No worries.
You
back, thank you for making
you
time for
yes.
us.
Have you guys, are you single right now? Are we, can we talk about that?
I'm not single.
You are, we're such girls.
I know, right?
Like, oh, somebody's happy.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm not bitter.
She didn't say happy, she said she wasn't single.
Says the married man.
Dave. Yeah,
there you go.
We love
for
Dave.
Shame,
man.
Before you were in a relationship, do you have any crazy dates? Anything you went on that you were like, no, I'm leaving. This is nuts.
You know what? sad to say, but I've always been in a relationship.
Oh, really?
I haven't ever just had a break to where you're just
dating or single. Wow. So what's that like?
Right? I'm like, I'm the opposite of you.
You know, relationships.
Teach me your ways.
Relationships aren't like places to live. Like, you don't have to have the next one lined up before you leave the current one.
I know.
Lease to own.
I can just honestly say the one I'm in, it's been 13 years.
Oh my gosh.
We actually have a 7-year-old.
I was kidding, so you have a 7-year-old, yep.
Have a 7-year-old son. Oh, well, we have a 7-year-old son.
Right, right.
And I mean, it's not perfect. It's up and down.
You know, no one's perfect, man.
Anybody who's aiming for perfect is aiming to fall.
Exactly.
I was just talking to this one heifer the other day. You know who you are. Oh, her name is.
What's her name?
I'm sorry. Her name is Medusa.
Ooh. Damn.
You snake-headed, turning people to stone. But no, we had gotten into it, and she was just like, "Oh my gosh, everything's just like perfect." I'm like, "Really? Really? Everything's perfect with you? Because I've met you and I've known you for a long time. And don't think I'm not friends with dude. Really? Really? I am really on one today. It's been a ridiculous day.
I'm sorry. Somebody stood you up. You get to have one of those days.
No, it's not even that. There's just a lot going on with work. I'm traveling with 4 men next week. I'm going to live like not even like a 5% type of thing of their lifestyle while they're on the show. Because it's me and it's 4 other guys traveling to this convention and we're staying in an Airbnb, and I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, now that's deep. And you're single?
Yeah.
Pray for you, Lord.
Yes. Everyone's like, what's your carry-on? My Bible.
And this mace. And this tear gas.
Right? Where are you taking it from?
Spider webs as well.
Right?
Spider webs is involved.
Right? Can I keep my knife? Can I keep my pocket knife?
And this foghorn just to get attention.
Right.
That's a good question, though. So you have a 7-year-old. Like, what was it like? So you were sequestered for that entire time.
Gosh.
How'd that go?
I mean, it's not hard. When you actually love someone and you want to be faithful and you want to be loyal, I don't feel like...
Oh, no. I didn't mean the guy. I meant being away from your kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean...
Well, no, I assumed if you're still together, I assume things went fine.
Yeah, it was very hard. I had my moments where I was, you know, very emotional because I have never been with... away from him like a whole day.
Yeah.
Honestly. So
oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was really hard for me, but I knew I was making a sacrifice for us.
For the greater good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was all worth it. And then the good thing about it, he was with his father. So he wasn't with that made me question.
That's true.
You know, if he was getting the proper treatment, he was with his father and he was good. So
that's all right with
that. That made it even better for me to know.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I have chills. You can't see him though. But
so you guys were in LA for filming. Mm-hmm. How awesome was this house that you were in.
It was amazing.
It was really amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Beautiful. The pool, jacuzzi, the house. I mean, everything.
We walked
up, really,
and I'm
nice.
Like, I'm getting in that pool. Yes. I'm excited. I'm like, what are we doing right now? Why are we here? Oh, is this vacation?
You're like, you want me to film something? Because I'm going to go sit on that floaty.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And I'm going to make this drink.
If someone could just keep bringing me mom and
if crazy
floaty.
Bitches didn't come out walking around in lingerie, then
listen,
maybe we'd have a great first day.
Listen.
Right? Oh, the first day?
Yeah. Oh.
Listen, I was not happy with that. I'm just saying. Ridiculous.
Madness, though, right? Like, I sat there and they're like, oh, we're here to play the game. And I was like, we should pick something that fits.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
I heard that Detroit people were kind of tacky. So let's I want to set the record straight on how untacky we are.
No.
How we kept clothes on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We kept clothes on.
I'm like, you can play the game with not in your panties.
Yeah, right?
Like,
because I didn't think this was a Victoria's
but
Secret.
It wasn't a game. Like, that was the probably to cover up, you know.
You know, yeah, hold up. Now you're talking my language, Kia. You know. I'm thinking, how about we keep our clothes on and let a man love us mentally?
Hello.
Okay.
Love me off my conversation.
See, like, let's be real. Like, this package is amazing.
Yes.
You gotta work to open that ribbon. Like, let's just give me a little effort.
Listen,
like,
because there's a line for this. Let's be real. Okay?
Exactly.
Just saying.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Listen, I thought it was called Last Scott Storms. I can't even get the words out.
Last squad.
Squad.
You've been hanging with Jersey too much.
We're having a good time.
So, you know, no, really. I really thought that it was a competition show. I didn't think it was a Victoria's Secret. Secret runway.
Let's be real. She didn't buy that
show
at Victoria's Secret.
No, she didn't. Maybe Forever 21.
There you go.
I'm going to call you an oak tree again because you're just collecting shade over there. All right? I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness.
She's going to tweet and be like, dude, they're throwing so much shade at you. No, you know what? It's, hey, that's how the first episode implied things.
It'll only get better.
It'll only get... I can't wait, seriously.
It's going to be so good.
Because I feel like Baltimore wasn't even in the first episode.
Yeah! So that's why I'm wondering, like, if they have any tricks up their sleeve.
Oh, I'm sure there's tricks.
Right. Let's be real.
I'm sure Detroit didn't come there with no tricks planned, but, you know.
Oh, no. We had a game plan
Absolutely.
To basically just win that money.
There you go.
Period. It was no extra...
I feel like people don't realize how hungry Detroit people are. It's like, oh, no.
How real?
You're going to dangle $100,000 at me. I'm not going to mess with this stuff. I'm going to get my $100,000.
Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're like, thank you.
You heard me.
Money
I don't
talks.
Care about you. Fuck you. I'm getting this $100,000. I don't know what's going on around here.
In the coming weeks.
I don't know what's going on.
I was like, oh, mother of God.
I muted Jesus myself. Yet. Sorry. Yeah, the coming weeks
look at
thing.
You. You're editing.
I was self-centering. No, like that the coming weeks thing was, wow, people go,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We're so excited because I know you guys don't know what clips got put in the little teaser, but the teaser was good. It teased.
Mm. Oh, man.
I felt very teased at the end.
Not in the good way.
We want more.
Right?
Well, totally.
Because then you go back and you're like, okay, press. Another button, and it plays another one, please. Like,
yeah, we're right. In a binge-watching society. Why can I not hit the next one right now? Why?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
So, now I guess now that you're back in Detroit, like, so what's next?
Listen.
Are there things we can't talk about? But what can we talk about? Tell us.
Well, not even show-wise. Just, like, what are you looking to do?
Right. Oh, me?
You getting a mani-pedi?
Yeah.
Are ya?
You know, I'm trying to continue to brand myself.
Absolutely.
Of course, tap into the acting world as I have been. Urban model world.
Yeah.
Becoming
you guys are gorgeous. Like, seriously.
Yes.
Thank you
this
so is not going to be
Listen.
Super hard for you.
Thank you so much.
Just saying.
I appreciate that.
Just saying. They walked in the door and I went, Chelsea, hashtag goals.
Yeah. Did you see the booty on those two?
I mean, listen.
Oh,
you go. Listen. I did squats yesterday. I'm like, I don't even look anything close to that.
You know, as far as I go, I don't really like to talk about my future endeavors.
No, that
you know,
makes sense.
Cool for
happening.
You.
But I'll tell you, my main focus is to continue television, Prime TV.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I got a lot of modeling going on. It's going to be great. You know, I got some things up my sleeve.
That's awesome.
Guys.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as
so
you start
exciting.
Getting stuff on that resume.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, yeah,
so
building
exciting.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You build that right. resume, yeah. and then all of a sudden phone calls start
Just
coming
saying.
In.
And based yep, off of absolutely. What we watch, it's not going to be hard for you both.
No.
Job.
And awesome. You know what? It's one of those things where you're in that situation. It is really hard because there's so many big personalities. They pick so many big things to bring attention. And you guys had us. Like,
man,
we were right at the beginning. We're like, oh, I think I'd be cheering for them even though I work from here.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You watch like American Idol and there's somebody from Michigan. You're like, you should win just for no reason.
They can be totally on tone. Yes. You were like, why is she not winning?
Get all Donald Trump. This damn thing's fixed.
Yes, it's me. You don't believe me. What did he say? Believe me.
Yeah.
Yes, believe me. Believe me.
Man, just saying. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. No. I'm going to talk about it for a second. Because during the debate last night, Donald Trump said, you know, we've got some bad hombres over here, right? So Twitter goes online.
Then, yes.
And they changed it to be about hair hombres. And it turned, everybody's posting pictures of just terrible hair
right.
hombres.
Brunette, straight line, bleach blonde.
I think someone close to Donald Trump probably told him about Westworld being on HBO. And so he thought that was a pop culture reference. He would be cool.
Yeah, I think.
And busted out hombres.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh,
that man Donald Trump. He needs Jesus. Pray for him.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. I really don't like to get into political talk, but what I will say is everyone should get out there and vote.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how going to vote for, but
no, I
oh, we do
I
the
know.
Same.
I know,
thing.
I know, I know.
That's
I know,
for sure.
I know who I'm going to vote for, but like I said, you know, be mindful.
No, right.
Do your research.
You know, do your research, and I'm encouraging everyone to make the right decision for yeah. them.
Right,
you
for know, that. For that's them. The biggest
so
thing.
So, you know, if I was a political leader or a rep, I would then now go forward and be like, yeah. hey, this is who you need to vote for, but I'll say, get out there and vote because
yeah,
the most important yeah. thing mm-hmm. is to get out there to vote. Like, it's so many people on the day of election, they just sit on their ass.
Yeah,
it's not doing anything. And I'm like, you're maybe one fucking vote
right.
could have changed this whole thing.
It's,
so that's
it's
all I'm
totally
saying. Just
true.
Get out there
well,
and fucking vote.
I've had this conversation so many times. Where,
I feel like
I do,
that needs to be a t-shirt. Like just
exactly. Because I know people are saying, you know, I'm not going to bother voting. And I'm like, well, okay, you don't even understand. Like, even if for whatever reason you don't want to cast that vote for the presidential candidate, there are so many other things
else.
On the ballot, all the local initiatives
yes.
that actually matter
yeah.
to your
to
life
you.
Day-to-day
yeah.
that you
want to
pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, let's talk about fun things now.
I love yeah. it. No, I'm sorry.
Because, you know,
Donald
we
Trump
can go forever with that poll.
We can talk about some bad hombres. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, Chelsea, what happened with your... What happened with your week?
So, Vera, I did go on a date this week. So, just so you guys know, like 3 episodes ago, I went on a date with a guy, and he was very nice. And about 20 minutes in, he smelled awful, and it was and
oh my god.
And I sat there, and I mean, I couldn't breathe. It was in my eyes.
He took off his jacket, and it was just like, wait,
yeah. And
that's
then,
almost like a female pulling down her. A man don't smell her when he get
yes,
ready to have sex.
Yes.
She open her legs, and
oh,
he's,
oh.
You're like, huh?
I hear a lot of men
that?
Talk about that.
No.
That?
So let's call him Maddox this week.
Oh, nice.
So, everybody kind of decided maybe he was just having an off night and I should go give him another shot. So I did. I went out with him.
Again.
Okay. No.
Such thing
and I made the decision. I know, right?
Sorry.
I know, right?
Mm-mm.
So I made the plan that we were going to go walking around Royal Oak because I'm like, if we're walking outside, if he still smells, it's not going to be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my little green tea latte in my hand, and he shows up, and he's just open-armed hug. And I'm like, oh, so we're going to find out right now.
Yeah.
So I go up. I give him a hug. And you can't even help it. When you hug someone,
you smell
them.
Yeah.
I mean,
you smell yourself before anyone else does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as soon as I smell, I'm like, okay, so it's not as bad as it was last time, but it's definitely still there.
Last time, pause.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this the second time?
So I talked about it on the show, and everybody on the show was like, no, maybe he had an off night. Maybe that was the thing. So give him another chance. So we decide we're going to go. So I, yes, guilty.
Yes,
Stacey.
I know I'm guilty. Gosh.
Stacey does this a lot. I'll go
Stacey's
on a bad date.
Her rationalizer.
I'm sorry. I'm always like, well, maybe it was just a
maybe
bad day for
like
them.
Emotional
maybe
issues.
They got in a fight and they were sweating
oh,
a lot. I know.
Wow, the
She's
eye roll that just
I know.
Happened.
These two verbally assault me every episode. They're like, you need to
One
stop
One time
it.
She did it, I was like, you're doing it again.
I'm like, mommy's yelling at me. I don't like that.
So I'm like, already, ugh. So we start walking in Royal Oak. We get, we're, you know, it's getting a little more in-depth. It's the second date. We're talking about things we're actually like to do and things. And we get maybe 3 blocks down, and he starts trying to hold my hand and whatever. And I'm like, I mean, it's the second date. I'm just smacking him.
I don't do the whole public eviction thing.
Right. And I'm like,
we're not there yet.
Yeah. Like, hello. And then he starts asking me, he goes, you know, I'm surprised that I got a phone call for this date. And I'm like, okay, so you should know, I can't lie to save my life. My eyes get big, and I'm like, ha-ha,
ha-ha, ha-ha,
this is me.
I'm fine.
I get higher-pitched talking
right.
and all this stuff. And I was like, really? You're surprised? I mean, you're a nice guy. I thought we had a good time. And he goes, well, you kind of peeled out, like, the last time. And because when we left the last date, it was kind of cold, and he put his coat on me. And I died a little.
Like, you know what? I'm not really that cold. I'm actually hot.
I'm like, damn.
But you're shivering.
Cute.
No, it's fine. I just, you know, when I get excited.
I'm so excited.
Epilepsy.
This twist. Exactly. This twist.
It's just a seizure. It'll pass. It's fine. So
I'm fine to drive.
When I got in the car, I literally, like, got as far. I realized it was on me. As soon as I drove so far, windows down, as fast as I could. So he's like, well, you kind of peeled out. And I'm like, really? No, I didn't peel out.
See, now you sound like me. Congratulations.
You know, I told you before, you know, my mom has this thing, and you know, I get really worried, like, at a certain hour she calls, and my mind just started thinking, mom, and you're like, I want to kiss, and I'm like, no, mom, my mom, she's calling. That's it. I told you how I am. Please, please, don't take me the wrong way. I just had to peel out of here. I had to get out of here. He's like, I understand. No, 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 I understand. Take care of your family first. See?
What was his name? What was his name?
Martin.
I was like,
yes.
Hello.
She could have just been evil and gone with Mike.
Man.
Doing and I don't like it.
I see what you did.
I feel like what you need is you need an earpiece.
Yes, I was just gonna say that.
On all future dates.
And she will control the mic.
Yeah. No, seriously. And then I'll be like, are you ready? And I'm like, are you ready?
This is what you say. You're gonna get the fuck out of this shit here.
And then Chelsea.
Abort, abort.
Chelsea will be like, I need to abort, abort. I need to get the F out of this S right now.
What are you talking about? You know what? I'm sorry. I don't really know. I was just saying I really like the sushi that we had. But, you know, it's really getting late. And you know that interview I have, a job, right? Because you don't want anybody that's broke, right? You're like, because I have my own life.
See?
I have my own life.
Dude, you need to be in my ear.
Like, I have my own life to live.
Meetings. Huge
Charmaine.
Meetings in the morning. Right.
Charmaine.
So
let's
many
call
meetings.
Charmaine.
We need to make this a show.
Right? Get her assistance.
What is Charmaine?
Yes. Right. Just a new person every week goes on a date with you in their ear.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Man.
No, abort. Abort. No, that's a
it
keeper.
Would be very
that's
hilarious.
A keeper. That's a keeper. That's a keeper. Turn your booty around. Slide to the left. Bend over. Bend and snap. Legally blonde style.
Legally blonde on us, yeah.
It works.
The bend and snap. It works every
time. You may break his nose, but you're going to find love. You're going to find love.
He'll forgive you.
What is love, baby? Don't hurt me. Don't
What's
hurt me.
What's love got to do with
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Heather.
Got to do it.
Love it. So he asks me, no, you're fine. So he says, oh, no, you kind of peeled out. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, because I'm a terrible liar. I'm like, yeah, I just kind of had to get out of there. And he's like, why? What happened? I thought we had a good time. And I'm thinking, any lie you could think of, Chelsea, like anything. And so all I can think of is Shannon, one of the interns, was in the studio. And she was like, you just need to be like, were you working out before you got here? And then, of course, I sat there and I was like, well, you know, we went in for a hug. And I don't know if you were working out. or if I just have a really sensitive nose. And then he's like, oh, so I smell. And I'm like,
oh.
You
dead
did?
Day.
That day. Exactly.
Then, at that particular
moment,
it was not great for me. And he goes, so I smelled, but you still had me on the second date. And I sat there and I'm like, well, I mean,
your personality didn't smell
like,
bad.
A nice guy, like we could have had a good time.
Well, I mean, I got show sponsors. I need material.
So then
you got me
like,
paid last week. So
I stands there with this coffee. And mind you, we like just got these coffee. And he's like, so do I smell now? And I'm like, and he goes, so I smell right now. And I'm like, well, I mean, I gave you the hug. And maybe my nose.
You know what? Charmaine needs to be in your ear saying, hey, listen.
Get the hell up out of this.
Listen, this is what you tell them. Sweetheart, listen.
You
smell yourself before anybody does. I really like you. So I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to insult you. I'm telling you this because I see a future with us.
See? Oh!
Look at that! Oh. And so, you know, the future...
That's not how
us,
it went.
The future with us, you know... you know, I want us to be a power couple.
Oh,
and when
see?
We're a power couple, it's you know, you got to be honest. You got to be strong. Honest with one another. See, we're already 10 steps ahead because honesty is hard to find.
Dang.
Damn, she's good.
Right?
I did none of that. No. So he's like, so I smell right now. I was like, and then I'm like, no, my nose. I mean, but I like you. Like,
my nose.
You're a nice guy. And then he took his full coffee drink and he goes, so I smell right now. And then just threw it. And then he stormed.
Toddler.
So he had a tantrum.
Oh, toddler.
A fucking 3-year-old.
Right?
And I was what 21-year-old were you with?
34.
No, what 3-year-old?
No.
Zero were you with.
Man. Why don't you like the grilled cheese? Because it's toasted. But you asked for a grilled cheese. What do you want?
You gave me squares and I wanted triangles.
My cheese had holes in it. What was that? The Swiss? I asked for American.
You didn't put two slices of cheese on there.
Man.
You used wheat bread.
I asked for rye.
Even worse is the kid is like, pumpernickel.
Right? I'd be like, who puts pumpernickel? We a whole wheat family.
I'm a whole wheat family.
You think that we have more than one loaf of bread? Get on board.
Right? I'm just saying. That wasn't a sale. Thank you. So he just stormed off?
He stormed off, I've never heard from him again. Aww. It was crazy.
So, all right. So, talk to me before we lose you guys. Talk to me about this preview premiere party that you guys are having.
Okay.
So it's Tuesday the 1st.
Yes, it's Tuesday the 1st. It's going to be 8 to 11. I'm doing it at the UAW Ford building next to the Cobo Hall.
Okay.
Hey. Oh my goodness, you guys are.
I was just at Cobo Monday.
Yeah, you guys are going to be in for a treat. You know, it's going to be nice, classy. Dress up.
Yes.
You know
what?
Dave, if I see you in jeans, we're going to have a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
put your slacks on.
You guys are so excited.
Put your slacks on. No, I'm kidding. Actually, Dave, what you're wearing is perfect. I'm totally joking.
I don't own slacks.
You know what?
I hate that word.
I have some pretty fabulous shoes.
Some people hate the word moist.
I can get on board with your fabulous slacks. Shoes.
You know what? I'm just kidding.
I have
pants. What you have on is perfect. What is that, velvet? I love your velvet. No, seriously, Dave.
See, if I didn't
beautiful. What is that?
What is that? Velvet?
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
What is that? Velvet?
Oh my God, Stacey, that's so much tequila.
I'm going to be having to take an Uber home.
Stacey is not a heavy drinker.
I just want to point out that it is not Dave trying to get our guest drunk, which is what everybody assumed was going to happen. It is not Dave.
Listen, you guys are going to be in for a treat, you know?
Yeah, so what's
going
to go on?
What's going on?
You know what? We haven't seen the show yet. We've seen clips, bits and pieces
or whatnot.
Enough to get us around up.
Right.
Yeah, so you guys definitely want to
that'd be
to
the
make
best
it.
Part as a producer. Just like send them clips, of, like send you
just
a clip
send
of
you
like
a random,
you're like a random bitch. You're like, or like the worst moment
it's
in the house.
It's the meme.
No, this
it's
is what
the
we're
meme
airing.
When I'm spitting juice out and it's like falling down my face, I'm like, no. When did that happen? You captured that. Why? No, you guys definitely want to make it. You know, like I said, it's going to be on November 1st, 8 to 11. Now, if something just happened to prolong and you guys happen to stick around, okay, but it's 8 to 11. It will be $18 donation.
Cool.
So everyone should make it.
Yeah.
Should make it, absolutely.
We're actually having a party.
Oh, yeah. We're having also a meet and greet on November
29th.
October 29th.
Okay.
It starts at 9.
Okay.
9 until.
Same place?
Nope.
Red carpet
PV Lounge.
Okay.
Downtown Detroit is connected to the seafood market.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys can actually purchase your tickets at Eventbrite.
Nice.
Right now.
Cool.
Yep. Right now.
I'll make sure we get the links together
absolutely.
And they wind up in the recap.
We'll tweet absolutely.
I have
stuff.
The link now. So, you know, after
oh,
the show,
perfect.
I'll,
heck yeah.
I'll, awesome. I'll give you guys the link and it's on a bopping.
Yeah. So, Charmaine, we talked about you and you're in your 13-year relationship, which mm-hmm. we're, that's goals,
jealous.
Man. Goals.
Don't be jealous. You'll find love one day.
Aww,
trust me.
She believes aww. In us.
So what about you? Are you actively dating? Are you not dating? Are you?
Look at that face.
I know. Man. Or you can just give us some random crazy stuff. Although, I don't
she
think
she looks like
you-
Donald Trump that just got asked a question about women.
Don't you dare call a woman Donald Trump.
Oh, hell no.
Don't you
know what?
How am I allowed to answer this?
Believe me. I wouldn't lie to you.
Like,
believe
Dave.
Me.
I know more about relationships than anyone.
I know. For a fact, I am an expert dater.
Hey!
Come on, vote for her.
I mean, clearly, look at the situation. Look at how she turned around my situation. Where were you on Tuesday?
You know what?
You didn't call. She was up.
You didn't call me. You know what?
You didn't call.
Dang it.
Was I on a date on Tuesday?
Were you on a date on Tuesday?
I think she was.
Did it end better than mine? Did he storm off like a 3-year-old?
You know what, sweetie? I don't really have that problem. Have you met Charmaine?
Yeah, that's true. Look at this girl.
You know, I told you I got this game down pat.
I know. She's kind of stubborn. I have to, like, seriously, there. There's just going to be, like, lessons. We're gonna have,
I really,
like,
just don't know what happened
calls
with Mike or whatever.
I noticed he hasn't called back.
You know, that was, like, 10 years ago, so I have no idea what happened. You know what?
He couldn't handle it?
You guys going to learn on this show.
Nailed it.
So listen, I'm actually dating someone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're excited.
But I got a story to tell you guys.
Yes.
Oh, what was his name?
Marcelio.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He sounds fancy.
Right? Dang, he can buy steak and lobster. Okay.
So, or he can park the car.
So Marcelio. So Marcelio here. Yeah, I'm not really big on people knowing where I live at.
No, oh, no, heck no. No.
Make it up. Don't even worry.
Let me. No. This is part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm the same way. I'd rather meet them there.
So,
right?
So, have you guys ever dealt with someone, and I'll say guys and women, dealt with someone that is so unbelievably controlling?
Yes.
That you're like, okay, so listen, I'm controlling. We're going to have to compromise. Like somebody has to step down. And I think usually it's usually the guy that has to step down in that moment because he's like, oh, let me give the woman what they want.
Right.
You know, yeah, no. So this guy was one
Dave's
of those.
Been married for 14 years?
12.
12. I'm adding to you for good measure. But yeah, so
and his wife
exactly
runs that show. Exactly.
Yeah, he hasn't denied it.
No, honestly, not even if you ask her, because like we've had this we've actually recently had that conversation. She's like, "Is there a time where like I'm just going to completely get my way, and there's not going to be?" And I was like, "Well, like what? Like because like in my mind, I'm like I always give you your way."
When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a total Taurus, April 27th.
Oh. No one's getting their way.
Oh, God.
But in my mind,
so
I think,
like,
I do.
You're like borderline, you know, since you're a Taurus, you know, you're like borderline Aries and Gemini.
Hey.
So what happens
Gemini's
is I'm a Gemini and I'm
Gemini's
crazy.
Geminis are crazy as hell.
No, see.
But I know a couple more Geminis. I don't think I want to explain to you.
Wait, pause. What I think is sweet about a Gemini is that I take on everyone's personality. And I know it sounds crazy, but I think it's quite a talent. You don't mind me asking.
You,
call
you are talented.
Hello. So listen. So this date, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, no, this is a date. I want to come pick you up. I'm like, why can't I drive myself? Because when I'm ready to jet out of there, I'm ready to get
you.
Fuck out of there.
Thank
like,
you.
You can't be like, no, I got to sit around like, I really don't like this. So now I'm like, can you take me home? And you know, see, at the time, Uber wasn't available.
Right.
Man.
Hello. So I'm like, who's calling the yellow taxi? About time the yellow taxi comes
shoot
to the tree.
Right? I'll
never
thank
get
you
home.
Yeah.
I'll thank never
you
get home.
2 hours after
you
call.
By the time the cab shows up, you're on a missing person.
Right?
Tour.
Right.
Uber's like, I'm here at the corner. Uber's like, I'm here at the corner. I'm like, I'm still making out. You're here already? Like, God damn. You're here already? So this guy wanted to come pick me up.
We're not used to this
I wasn't feeling it. So that was strike one with
okay
me. He had an attitude.
Oh,
you know what? He's like, well, I really wanted to pick you up, but okay. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Like, what's wrong with your
hurt
attitude?
Little puppy.
Because you know what? Guess what? I was fucking hungry. What they said.
Yeah.
I was fucking hungry.
Me.
I waited all day. I'm pulling up. Be fucking ready.
Right.
Thank you.
So I pulls up to his house. Right? It's in the suburbs.
Okay.
I said, okay, you live in the suburbs. I'm not pulling up to the hood in Detroit.
Right, right.
I'm in the suburbs.
We got
so
love
I pull
for the
up
hood,
to his
but
house. No. Don't get it twisted. I love.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? You gotta respect the hood. You
right
respect. You know what? Not even just the hood. You gotta respect Detroit. Period.
Absolutely.
Every part of it because it's parts of Detroit, especially downtown. Downtown's coming back so much.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
it? I give 3 years to Detroit. Let me tell you something. It is going to be amazing, mm-hmm, amazing. So you know. Anyway, so the guy, he lives in the burbs, right? So I'm there. Pull up. I'm on the phone with my sister. I'm like, dude, here's the address. Here's the fucking guy's name.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I need you to know if I go missing.
Ditto.
This is where you should start
this
looking.
This is where you should start looking.
Right.
Right? So this happens, right? I pull up to the guy's house. He comes outside with a fucking do-rag and a towel wrapped around his waist. He's like, come on in.
Come in.
That's what happened to the criminals on our show.
Yes, come in.
Shout out to
and
Moni.
I'm like this, fully dolled out, Marcelio, hello.
Right?
Do you see this doll sitting outside? You think I want to come in your house to relax on your couch and wait for you to get ready? Here's the crazy fucking part about it. He set the date. The date was supposed to be at noon. We were supposed to go to Benihana's. I'm not a big fan of Benihana's.
But they have great lunch specials. Have good, can I throw that out
hello.
There?
Great love specials.
And you don't necessarily have to talk if you're not having a good time. Exactly. Just watch him chop the food.
Exactly.
It's an egg roll.
He's doing the onion volcano.
You see that heart? That heart swimming? You see the Mickey Mouse ears? The Mickey Mouse ears?
Open your mouth! He's gonna throw a shrimp in it!
So he says, meet me at my house at noon. We're gonna go.
Come on.
I get there at 11:45 a.m.
Right, because that's appropriate. Because
that's appropriate. Yeah. Right?
Yes. Thank you.
This motherfucker don't come outside to 12:15.
No.
Say, and he's in a what you sitting outside, baby? Come on inside.
First off.
And I was like, excuse me?
First off.
No.
I've been sitting out here for 30 minutes and 18 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you want me to come inside your home that I don't know you?
Thank you.
So he goes, I ain't gonna bite.
Why does he sound like someone's drunk uncle at a barbecue?
Because that's what he's looking like when he came out with this thing on his head and the damn child with the water dripping all over his body. I'm like, what are you doing right now? So I'm like
did he have a decent body?
That... It was not that attractive. So I'm like, and then that was strike two. I'm like a workout.
I was like, I was wondering if he did that like on purpose, like, oh,
yeah. So then it's like, why would I want to come in your house and you're naked? Tell me,
right?
Please tell me, like, you're sending all the wrong signals. So no, I don't want you to get the wrong impression that I'm down.
Thank
for this
you.
Shit. So I'll sit here and I'll talk on the phone. My sister goes, abort, abort, go the fuck home. So wait, let me do my sister voice without lovering after her. She was like, well, bitch, you're still sitting outside. I was like, yeah. She goes, girl, you fucking retarded. I would have been one home. I don't get it. Why are you still sitting there? I'm like, because I'm hungry. Come on.
There you go.
I
need some breakfast.
I want some food. He got a little bit of money. You know, I was just hoping. Probably go shopping after this, too. Okay.
What size?
I'm fucking 38? Not even kidding.
37
this
and a half.
Fucking yeah. date was the worst date. I still to this day. So we get in the car. We finally in the car. This made me a little nervous. He drove a really nice car. He drove an Affinity truck, a new one.
Okay.
Very, very nice car. He goes, here's the keys to my car. I go,
What?
I'm like, wait, what? He's like, I want you to drive. I'm like, first thing I thought about me being a Detroit native is, do you not have a license?
Thank
right?
you.
Right?
I was like, you don't have a license?
Am I about to drive an uninsured car?
Here's me from 25. I'm like, who car is this? Whose name is this?
Thank you.
You have your registration, proof of insurance. I'm not getting
it. I'm going to need a photo ID and a registration right now.
Give me your name. Give me your real name. Give me an ID now.
Yes.
So he's like, baby, chill. This is my car.
If you call me baby one more time.
You know what? I'm going to drive because I'm hungry. And I don't know if you heard what Cho said. When you get hungry, you get a little crazy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, now I didn't even tell you what time he ended up coming out the house.
What?
1 o'clock.
No!
And you were sitting in the car.
Right! 1 hour, 15 minutes. I was thirsty for some goddamn Benihana's at this point.
Oh,
so
went
like,
to McDonald's.
You're like, I don't even like Benihana. It's going to be delicious.
I'm going. I'm ordering for Let Me On, the most expensive shit on the menu, man. So now
filet
we're in the car.
Filet and lobster.
Something to drink? Yes.
Fries.
Bottle of Dom.
No. Hello, Dom tea, please. So now it gets funnier. So now we're in the car. He goes, yeah, can you stop around the corner at my cousin's crib?
Come on. No.
Does your cousin work at Benihana?
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what am I? Am I like doing missions with you? Like, what's happening? I'm not going to drop. I'm not going to drop what I was really feeling, what I was really thinking, because we're from Detroit. But I'm like, I'm like, your cousin house. I'm like, you're not about to take me nowhere crazy, right?
Right.
No, baby, I got you.
Once again.
Pause. Swear, and I'm not joking. This is the funniest story ever.
I'm so excited.
This guy goes, yeah, no, baby, you good. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, is that a fucking gun?
No.
I'm like, get me the fuck out of this car. I was like, why do we need this? Where the fuck are we going? Where are we going? I'm like, yo, seriously. I'm not
you're
comfortable with this.
You're the drive-away problem?
You're an accessory.
Yes.
He needs both hands to do his job.
So I go,
oh my God.
I go,
stop.
Sweetheart, I'm not really comfortable with this. I said,
oh my God, so calm.
I really did because I didn't want him to think I was the crazy one. So I'm like, listen, you're crazy. I was like, I'm not really comfortable with this. He said, no, baby, I'm legal. I said, are you?
Thank you.
Because I need to see your CPO.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you.
Yes.
He goes, no, baby, I left that in the house.
Oh.
At that point, I knew what I got myself into. But guess what? Fuck it, we're still going. I'm hungry.
I cannot deal.
So we're going. And then he goes, one more stop.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
How many people you got on your list?
He needs you to put gas in his car.
Thank you.
What the heck?
So this time we stop. He comes back out with the bag. I'm like, what the fuck is in that bag? I'm not kidding this time, because now I'm getting mad. I'm like, what's in that bag? I'm thinking it's something way different. We're not going to drop what I thought it was. But he's like, I just got to drop these baby clothes off to my baby.
Oh.
Who the fuck am I? Your fucking wife? Who am I? I'm not a stepmother today. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I don't want to meet your kids and family today, if you don't mind me saying. This is Quantum Fresh.
Just saying. Is it Cinderella? Right? Like, is she making me dinner?
I don't know what's happening. So he drops the fucking baby clothes off. I'm like, all right, how about I tell you guys we never made it to Mignogna's?
No.
Of course. Shit. What? 1 o'clock. Right.
By the time I ate.
Because his ankle tether went off?
By the time we fucking ate, it was about 5.
What?
A.M.?
Yeah,
P.M.
No.
P.M.
We ended up
at the strip club.
Of course.
And they do have decent food.
They
got fucking delicious food.
They have delicious
so
food.
So we ended up at the strip club.
Have great food.
We ended up at the strip club, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why are we here?
I used to work.
I was like, why are we here? So then I was like, fuck it, filet mignon on him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And one to go. One to eat now and one to go. Just saying.
I was like, can you give me a hookah, too? So I was like, we're there. I need ones for these dancers.
Yeah, right?
So when I say I went home that night, $500 up. I pocketed all the fucking ones the whole night. I was like... So that was the first date, isn't it?
Whoa!
That was the first date. You would think like that's what I said. Why would you want a second date? A part of me was curious. How much more would you do for me if you have this much money in your pocket?
Right?
Don't call me a gold digger, but I ain't messing with a broke.
Thank you. We said that 2 episodes ago.
Can we talk about the fact that the irony of the man who wrote that song married Kim Kardashian. How does he not choke on that irony daily?
I mean, you know what? Listen, no comment.
That's the most ridiculous story.
So second date. So that second date, this is a really short version of it.
No, do it.
This goes really quick.
We're so there.
Because at this point, from this point on, I knew the motherfucker was crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you're like pop up in my bushes / a neck crazy. So
that's why he doesn't know where you live.
Still don't fucking know where I live to this day.
Good.
So this guy goes, I wish he was in here because he witnessed this shit. He was like, oh, why the fuck are you hanging out with this guy? Because apparently he knew who he was from around. He's like, not a good guy. So we go into this store, right? And he just so happened to be there. I run into him. And I'm like, yeah, you got the discount up in here because you know everyone. What's up? He goes, yeah, I do got the discount. I'm like, bet, you know, I'm going to pick up everything I fucking want.
Right.
So this guy goes, yeah, it's around Halloween time, too. So he goes,
He puts on a clown mask.
What just happened? That's disgusting. So I go, that's really disgusting, too. I have no home etiquettes right now. I truly apologize.
You're fine.
You were too busy cleaning the kitchen at the house.
Right, right.
You said, I ain't doing this no more.
Hello. You told Hoppo to beat me.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I was right there. Thank you.
I cannot stand that.
So listen, this time around, he has a fucking Cadillac.
Oh,
I'm like, yo, this guy has some fucking money. So we go this time in the Cadillac. I pull up in his house again. He was like, I want you. I want you to have a key to my house.
What?
Excuse me? This ain't a show.
I said, baby, we's 2 dates in. You ain't never even seen my vagina. And you want me to have the keys to your home?
Good for you. Thank you.
Hello. You know how you're talking my language, but I don't want the keys to yours. I don't want the key to your house. You will not control me. I have my own home. You put it, can you pay my bills over there first?
Right.
Let me pay the bills over here. Let me know that you're real.
Right.
Thank you.
Because you can pay the bills at your own home all goddamn day.
Right. Because let's be real. You could probably muster up the money for the first date, like, and make me think you got
stuff. Yeah, make you think you got something, right? So that happens. Anyways, Marcelio had me all the way fucked up. How about I tell you? He picks me up and he takes me to this store to go shopping. He was like, yeah, you so fine, girl. I want to take you shopping. I was like, you better after all that I did. I felt like I was, I felt like I was accomplished to fucking murder the first date. So you like, better
well,
take
obviously,
me,
I deserve shopping.
You better take me shopping. So he takes me shopping, right? Swear, if I'm lying, I'm flying. We go into the store. Into
I'm
the
waiting
store.
For you to say Sears.
I'm fucking shopping. I'm getting everything that I want. Go up to the counter. And with my discount, I get a 40% discount.
Hey. Hello.
So I get a 40% discount. So now you're not even paying full price for this shit.
You're welcome.
Right. You're welcome. And he gets some shit of his own.
Right.
So we get stuff.
You're generous.
Right. Hello. So we get stuff and he goes, the guy rings it up and he goes, 302. 18 cents, something like that.
Right.
Not bad.
And originally it was going to be like maybe like $700 or some shit.
Right.
So it's like $300 for all of you guys and stuff. And I had like four outfits.
Right.
He goes,
thank you.
I swear. He goes, it was a joke, but it was a horrible fucking joke for our second date. Uh-oh. He goes, who's paying for this? In front of my people! I go,
for shame.
So all I can do is this.
You're so funny.
Get your fucking wallet out.
Hilarious.
Are you fucking retarded? You gotta pay for this shit. Cause after all that, we've been in this store for an hour and a half, goddamn it, and I tried all this shit on. It looks good on me. You better get it.
That's when you start the mumble threat where you're like,
so then he goes,
get your fucking, I'm gonna, if you don't get your wallet out right now,
you're like, get your goddamn
right. Guess who's pecking too, mother?
So I go,
and I brought my license.
So he goes, I swear to you.
Thank you.
So he goes, I was like, what? I'm like, you paying for it. What you mean? He goes, yeah, I didn't know you was going to be so expensive. Huh?
Wait.
Pause. I'm like, listen, baby, I ain't no gold digger. I make my own money. I've always been my own hustler. I've always made my own money. I've always done everything that I had to do for myself other than my parents when I need them to help me.
Yes.
Like, outside of that, when I was 18 years old, I went away to college.
There you go.
I did it on my own.
Yeah.
And the only time I asked my parents for help is when I truly needed it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, exactly. I never downplay my parents because it's nothing they wouldn't do for me. But I'll say, as far as a man doing for me, ain't no man's out here doing anything for me. So I'm like, I'm doing this all by myself. So I was like, if you want me, show me you want me. And it ain't about the financial. You brought the financial.
Yes. He said, I want to take you shopping.
You told me you wanted me to take me shopping. Go pick whatever you
and
want.
And then balked over essentially an expensive dinner.
Oh, and Dennis, listen.
Yeah, right.
So then, then when he takes his money out, he has like $10,000 on him.
Oh my God.
It's like, are you
all
kidding
hundreds
me?
In balls of hundreds.
So he was Chris Rock buying ribs.
I'm like, are you retarded or something? So then we're walking out. He goes, because I checked him a little bit. I'm like, are you retarded
yes,
right
you
now?
Should have.
Here?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Like, don't fucking embarrass me in here. So we walk out. He's like, I swear he was going crazy. You get your ass in a fucking car. I'm like, hold on, baby. I was like, hold up. My brother is standing right there. And I'm telling you right now, I am not one to play with.
No.
And I was like, I will not be talked to like that. And I would throw these clothes. I threw the bag at him. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
You can have these clothes because this shit ain't worth it.
Done.
I'm done.
Thank you.
I don't want anything from you. And he was like, no, fuck that. Get in the car. I said, you ain't my man. I said, I don't even fucking know you. What's your real name?
Chill.
Hello. Oh. So I was like, I was just using you for some clothes, baby. You got me all the way fucked up.
Oh.
I was like, so he goes, so later on, what I didn't want is, because I know how my brother is, he's like, I'm going to go ape shit. I'm going to go ape shit.
Yeah.
I didn't tell my brother. So part of me was like, this is my problem. Let me figure it out on my own. I ended up going home. I know it sounds foolish. I always tell a woman now, and then I'm telling this story for entertainment, but also to tell young ladies to really watch yourself and watch what you're dealing with, because these people are crazy out here, and these guys will take advantage of you, and you just need to watch.
Well, look at all the stuff you justified. You sat outside of his house for an hour and 15 minutes.
Right? So I finally get back to my car. He, like, begged me to, like, for my apology. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm not like that. And here's the twist of the story, and this is the end of him. Crazy. Because he's an older guy.
Right.
why the fuck did he know my biological mother? He was like, my mom called me one day, like, this guy told me he knows you. He was like, I did not know that was your mom. I was like, sure enough.
No.
And this guy's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh. I didn't know that was your mom. I didn't know that's your mom. Totally changed his whole everything.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
He's like, can I take you out again? I'm like, no fucking thank you. You
can't
that was my mom. Sipsy, you're a little nervous, huh? Because my mom don't play.
Yeah.
Like, mama don't play. My mama was like, you did what to my daughter?
Just saying.
He's like, I was just playing. You don't know. That ain't how it happened. That's my baby. She was like,
heck no.
I know about him. She was like, don't hang with him. Do not hang with him. He's not a good guy. And that's there the second time I heard it. And from there, Marcelio had to go.
Hey!
Speaking of had to go, I know we're coming up against the end of your show. So the 29th, there is the red
the
carpet event.
The meet and greet.
Yeah, and then on the 1st, there's the premiere party.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Awesome.
And then we're going to get the links from you, and we're going to post them out.
Absolutely.
And we're so excited. We're so excited. I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's been so exciting.
We're so excited for the show. Yes. Last squad standing. We're rooting for Detroit.
We got something for you guys.
Oh, tell me.
Ready?
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, go. Last squad standing.
Last squad standing. Yeah, zone,
baby.
Ooh,
yeah, zone,
baby.
Ooh,
yeah, zone, baby.
I knew we got along a little singing
Tina Turner.
Listen. Oh, my goodness.
We don't need another hero.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Right here.
Got to do it.
Anyway, the show premieres on Tuesday.
November 1st.
Yeah. Tuesday, November 1st. Yep. You guys are going to watch the show with everybody at the party.
Absolutely. Yes.
9 p.m. on Oxygen.
Come and join the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, hey.
Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. Thank you guys so much. Yes. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank
you. See you guys later. Yes.
This is a previously recorded episode.